Good morning, this is Sin 907. You're with Midnight Sinning, with your Midnight Sinners, Brendan,
hello.
Al, and Colin.
Hello.
All right, coming up in the next hour, we've got a new obscure music by Boom Satellites, Kooks, and Gyroscope.
Before we do continue on, though, we would like to apologise for the drastic change of music. The bloke before, I think his name was Paul. Possibly not Paul. We're just going to call him Paul for now.
Oh, sorry, guys. Your mics. There we go.
Great start.
Colin
didn't
get me on. That's smooth.
As I was saying, we want to apologise for the drastic change in music for our regular listeners to Sinners to Sin. We apologise for
for you hip young dudes who are rocking out to some insane beats.
Quite obviously, we have no idea what we're doing.
We'll possibly be a bit angry at our new music, but deal with it, as Taylor from Kid Nation would say. I'm hoping that we'll appeal to the Taylor demographic, or the fans of Taylor demographic, which is pretty huge at 2.
I know, Al's loving it at the moment. He's quite happy to let the music roll for 4 hours. By the way, we are on for 4 hours, so, you know,
enjoy.
If you want to take a break right now, feel free.
And we are the only radio station in Australia at the moment who will be providing you with blow-by-blow commentary of an enthralling Monopoly game as it progresses.
That's right. We do have a Monopoly game, and it will be awesome.
Lovely. That's coming up in the next 4 hours. You're in Sin 907 with the great... Oh, what? God. With Midnight Sinning.
Go, Colin.
I've got to press the button now, I know. You're seeing the Sin 907 with Midnight Sinning with Brendan, Alan, Colin.
G'day. How are you going?
Let's start again, shall we? It's fresh.
Wow, I thought it was a pretty good start.
Yeah, sure. Evan, who just texted us in before... you know, you should probably give us a text on the actual SID line, which is...
I don't know.
0427-767-767. What's that, Brendan? SMS, SMS?
Sorry, I wasn't listening.
Oh, you're an idiot.
767 is also SMS. If for some reason you look at the letters on your phone...
Or if you've used your phone so much, the numbers have worn off and all you're left with are the letters.
At least Brendan knows what's going on.
Which would be odd.
It would be odd.
I don't think they put better paint for the letters.
I reckon that no one has a phone with their numbers completely gone.
I'm prepared to gamble that no one listening to us.
How much?
$50 in our Monopoly game.
Deal.
If someone
deal.
Has got just their letters on their phone and not their numbers, feel free to SMS in, and Brendan will get 50 of my Monopoly dollars.
Score.
Which will be pivotal.
I think I've just got the upper hand. Thank you very much.
He's already shotgunned the dog, I believe.
Yeah, I have.
So he's essentially winning.
What are you? Are you the hat?
I don't know. I haven't decided.
Okay, yeah, anyway, can we get it? It's going to be an awesome show. Speaking of Monopoly and sports, we've got a sports report coming up right now. Can we have some sport music, Colin?
You know we're not even ready. I'm not ready for this at all. And you want me to play music. You are crazy.
All right, you do your thing.
Sports music, the Bond music from the, you know, the sexy violin girls? Okay, now we'll just begin again with the sports report with Brennan and Al. And then you kind of have to picture some hot ladies doing that or else it's not a very good show.
And also a montage of, like, people playing cricket and
occasionally Bruce McAvaney interrupting. With,
special.
Yeah.
Did you know that each individual finger of theirs is like a bond, which is the band itself, is actually worth about $5 million, I think, or each individual finger. It's worth a lot of money.
Keep that in mind.
Yep, just mention that. Get to your sports report.
All right, sorry. Colin, not Colin, you're the other guy.
Al? Yeah. Well, I've got some interesting news that table tennis, Metro 3 in the Victorian Metro League at MSAC, Maccabi... Ooh. 5 defeated Andro 4.
Ooh, Andro.
Ooh. Andro will be fuming.
Right. Also lately, from Thursday, in the men's foil for fencing, in the Sabre competition. Sabre? Is that? Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's Sabre. That's C. Nagel from Victoria, A. Scott from Western Australia, A. Chan from New Zealand, and Z. Leonard from WA is the team for the Sabre competition in the men's foil this week.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Tough That's
team.
Some big inclusions there.
Yeah, oh, massive inclusions. See Nagel.
See Nagel, he'll be happy. Proud as punch. we also have some cycling news. I know everyone cares about Cadel Evans.
Is this a Tour de France? Or?
We'll go to motorcycling. No, the Australian Superbike Championship at Queensland Raceway, Ipswich. The round 4 practice times, which I know you want. The fifth best practice time was from Dee Stauffer of Queensland riding a Yamaha with a time of 1 minute 10.238 seconds.
1 minute 10. I'm not sure that 10.
I think he was reported as saying he was a little disappointed.
Oh, was he?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, no, fair enough.
I may be misquoting.
Now, moving along to squash, I know you guys are out there, you're waiting for this one. Round one of the Malaysian Super Satellite Tournament in Kuala Lumpur.
Oh,
Sahid Zaman from Pakistan, I'm not sure if I pronounced that correctly, to the Zaman family, I'm sorry if I didn't get that right, defeated Ivan Yuen from Malaysia, 8-4, 8-11, 14-12, 11-8, 11-6.
If you're a member of the Zamad family and would like to correct Brendan on his name,
please.
The 0427 SMS SMS.
Feel free.
Oh, no, guys.
And that wraps up.
There's one more story which not even talked about yet. I think it's the last one. It was the old Campbell Grammarians, class of 2006.
Yep.
Versus the randoms.
Okay, so...
I think you were there, Brendan. Can you just give us a little bit of a...
Maybe, I don't know.
How did it progress? What was the score? Initially, I think we were down.
So I think you're referring to a soccer match that, a casual soccer match that yourself and myself were involved in.
Of course.
And of course, we are from a certain school that we probably shouldn't mention on air, Colin.
what else am I going to call the team? Trinity? Scotch?
Well, if you want to be incorrect. Yes.
Hoping you're hurting, Colin. we played with some mates against
a random team,
and it was 5-5 in extra time. I think it was that right?
Hold on, it was 2-0. It was 2-0 initially.
Yeah,
and
it was 2-0 at the start. We came back from that.
It's important to get the facts straight.
5-2, and then they came back again. Kept scoring the next three goals. I don't know how that happened.
No, neither do I.
Probably Torres.
I was there.
And then it was 5-5 in the extra time.
Yep.
The game was about to end.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Evan? Who's Evan?
Evan's just the gun, fiery redhead, just coming down the left side, wing straight out.
Yep.
squares it up.
Uh-huh.
And guess who's there?
Al? Was it Al?
No, it wasn't Al. It was not Al.
But was it me?
No, it wasn't. It was
Brendan.
Me.
Oh, it was Colin.
It was me.
Colin, so you, that's right. Now I remember. You scored the winning goal, didn't
that's
you?
That's right.
So also... Further, just breaking news, Colin scores winning goal in random match played by anonymous teams
match.
That we aren't allowed to name.
What?
Well, go, Colin!
Evan just sent us a text and he said that you saw my goal. I did not. It was all me.
I believe that's correct,
I swear.
Actually.
No,
humouring you at the moment.
No, you're not humouring me because I
saw that
goal.
As great as your goal was... it was actually going in.
No, it wasn't going in. Some guy was coming in, about to just boot it off to the far touchline.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm.
And I came in and booted it in.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't a cherry pick.
Uh-huh.
It was a worthy goal.
Yep.
I won the game.
Listeners, if you're buying this, SMS in.
Melbourne Victory,
SMS
give me a
buying
call.
If you're buying this story from Al. Otherwise,
if
SMS
not,
is not,
not
buying.
Shush. If Melbourne Victory can't, offer me a contract, I'm mm-hmm. prepared to go up to Queensland. Or even Perth. That's all right.
You could be the next Shawnee, except you'd be like,
Asian.
Ooh. Hey.
Possibly more original.
A new publicity figure. This could kick our show off.
Definitely.
So far, it's not doing too well.
Quite clearly. All right, you're seeing the C907. This is the Graveyard Shift, if you'll... Yeah. And coming up now is Santa Gold with My Drive-Thru. Good morning, this is C907. You're with Midnight Sing with Brendan, Colin, and I've got to work out a better way of saying that.
You probably would. It's a bit of a mouthful.
Breaking news. Brendan has not been able to find the dog which he selected, and it's his own Monopoly set.
Mm.
Colin has not selected a piece.
No piece, Colin.
Al has it.
Thank you.
That's his boxing name. So Colin currently has no piece. Brendan has a piece he doesn't want, and I've got a vroom vroom car.
Therefore,
I'm winning.
Is there another piece in there or not?
I don't know what happened to the dog.
Is there a paperclip or something?
No, well, there's actually. Plenty of... You can choose your piece, Colin.
It could be a thumbtack. I found a thumbtack.
No.
You can be a hat or a thimble.
I'll be a hat.
Hat?
Like Colin has chosen the hat.
Wait.
Yeah, the hat.
Have you lost the hat as well?
I don't know.
No.
Shit.
All right, so we're all positioned on go. We will continue this in our next segment after the break.
I think I've got the winning tack. I'm going to try to... buy more properties than them and get a monopoly.
It's radio. We can hear you.
Yeah.
So you shouldn't reveal your tactics.
Okay.
Keep it in your head. Unless you want to lose.
Remember, you're going to owe me $50.
If what was the bet again?
If
someone has to SMS in.
With if they have a phone where the numbers are all gone, but the letters are still there.
And if we don't get an SMS in,
$50.
Oh, moving on.
Colin says, Colin's Colin making a gesture for hours. Stop tapping the table. That's why there was an awkward silence. Sorry, listeners. Monopoly, let alone.
This is in our seven.
That was Vampire Weekend with A-Punk. And if you would like to see Vampire Weekend, they're coming to Melbourne in August. Pretty sure they're all sold out, so you're going to have to steal someone's tickets. But they're coming, as are the Wombats, who we played earlier, but they're also sold out. So if you want to steal people's tickets for the Wombats and Vampire Weekend in August, go ahead. Colin is shaking his head at my ramblings, but it's going to get worse.
Stop it!
It was your tapping, not your ramblings.
Okay. Breaking news in Monopoly is Colin has apparently never played Monopoly before.
No. I've played Monopoly before. I have not played Adult Monopoly before.
Adult Monopoly? It's not a sex game.
I haven't played Adult Monopoly.
I don't know what you're thinking.
Sorry, the man in top hat just does it for me. He flirts my boat.
No. So what was special about Monopoly Junior?
Because you use the smaller digits of... I think it was smaller. Hold on, let's just see.
The board's a little bit smaller than money.
Yes, but that's true. I also have... Not only do I have Junior Monopoly, I have Travel Junior Monopoly. That was fun on a chip. The Queensland and a chip.
Right, so you have never played...
Adult Monopoly, no.
By the way, for those of you who are wanting to know and trying to visualise it, this is actually the British edition, I think. So we've got Mayfair Avenue as the one right next to go. Next
is
to go.
The big one?
As the big in the $400 one, and next to it is Old Kent Road, the old purple one.
Yeah, but I've never played Adult.
Colin does get to go first though, because he has rolled the highest. Although due to his lack of knowledge of it, his odds have lengthened to 100-1 at the TAB.
I'm still depressed that I haven't got the dog.
People out there, please get behind me, support me, because I have no bloody idea what I'm doing.
How do they support you, Colin?
By texting in on
How can you
0427767767. And if you're cheap, you can go online and send a web text on sin.org.au/listen.
Or if you really want to annoy us, call us on our personal numbers, which we won't give out. That'd be pretty annoying. Our phones are actually still on. Anyway, can we do a live roll?
A live roll?
Yeah,
go right. Colin
first. Go, Colin. Can you get the sound effect going? Yeah.
Why are you looking at the screen? There's no sound.
Rattle, 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 rattle.
Thanks, man.
Rattle.
And Yahtzee! Seven.
Ooh, he's rolled a seven. I'll move you. What piece are you?
I am the hat.
He's onto chance.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Chance.
We'll tell you the chance after we finish talking. Suspense, man. Who wants to be a millionaire, right. Kind
of. At the end of the show.
It's like some kind of soap. It just keeps on lagging on.
Okay, so Colin has moved onto a seven on a chance, and he's going to pick up a card later on.
Right.
Moving along, Colin.
Green peas.
Green peas.
Yeah.
And that just dealt with the green peas.
And carrots. Brendan's angry because he wanted to make a similar joke.
No.
Let's discuss, and I'll bring my joke up later. Let's continue. Green pea plates. Okay, obviously, our demographic, 19, 20-year-old people starting to drive. New systems come in. You know, we got green peas and red peas and also the learner plates now. Basically, if you were on a red pea before, I think July.
Get us up to a green pea.
Yeah, whatever.
For free! I got them on my birthday as well, which is pretty good. The only thing free that I got from the TAC or Vic Roads, which I'm pretty pleased about.
And a speeding fine.
Shut up, man.
Now, we just want to talk about some of the tactics that the green, the TAC have used to, try and advertise the green peas. I'm not sure if you guys, most of you, if you do have...
If you did get your license before, what was it?
July 1 or something.
July 1, I think. You got one of those letters from Vic Road.
A green pea party pack.
Giving you, yeah, that's pretty much it. And giving you like six different ways how to destroy your red peas. And
what Colin's talking about is that little, envelope.
They got in the mail. It says, say goodbye
envelope.
To your red pea plates.
If you're French.
Envelope. And
they give you advice on how to dispose the old red peas. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right. And here are just some.
Envelope.
Use it as a sail for a small boat. Watch it sail off in the sunset. Number two, instead of a postcard, write a letter on your old PE plate. Send it to your gran. Great idea.
Australia Post might disagree.
Do you reckon you could do that?
No.
I'm pretty sure you can't.
You try.
Why not?
$50 Monopoly bet. What? That you could just chuck a green...
A red paper stamp.
He's got a point. It could be possible.
Doubtful. It's like a... Oh, okay, fine then. What if I sent a postcard of a pee plate?
Yeah, that's okay. I'm happy with that.
All right, moving on. Number three, pop it in the blender, puree for 90 seconds, viola. Viola? Viola. Pee plate smoothie, but don't drink it.
Ha, nice one, TAC.
Did you just say viola instead of voila?
Oh, damn it. Shit.
Good thing I'm here to alert the listeners to our mistakes.
That's why we actually have a white guy in the studio, because if it wasn't for the white guy, the two Asians would survive.
I didn't even see the damn thing, so...
Anyway, number four, dust off your dad's dartboard, attach the plane, and use it for target practice. Number five, make it into a paper plane, even though it's not made out of paper, and throw it at your brother.
Also, a problem with the dartboard. I'd rather throw it at the dartboard with the points and stuff rather than the...
It's kind of obstructing. What did I get? I don't know. The circular part of the pee?
Yeah.
Number six, dispose of your pee plate, Philly, slam dunk it into a garbage bin. Now, these aren't very creative at all.
No. I had an idea. Have a better... I actually made my own green peas by myself. I didn't like the ones that they gave me because I thought they'd be really dodgy.
Are you ready for this zinger?
No. This isn't the joke. This is actually a serious part. The joke will come later. I'm saving it. Okay, so the envelope you noticed was green.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, and I had one of those suction cup L plate / P plates. So it was one of those red and yellow ones. And I cut out the green paper from the envelope that they gave us and stuck it onto the red bits of the old P plates. So I made my own green P plates. It took me 2 hours, but I'm very proud. And also, I thought it was very clever of myself. No one else agrees.
Well done.
It's what engineering at the uni teaches you.
Obviously not very much.
Hey, glue sticks and scissors.
Clag.
I'm a left-hander.
Did you use clag?
No, I used...
Mistake number one.
Clag will make it all shrivel up. But do you know clag's just flour and water? And maybe...
Maybe.
For those at home, I'm giving a look of... kind of a quizzical look and a bit of a...
He's not happy. I just diss clag. Al loves clag.
I don't believe that it's just water and flour.
I think it's pretty close. You can eat it and get away with it.
Yeah, I suppose.
But then again, not everything you can eat is made of water and flour. Most things.
You had it here first, sin listeners. Eat other things other than flour. Self-raising flour, for one.
Continuing on with the green peas.
On a more serious note, hopefully.
It's not really serious note.
Oh, keep going, man.
I'm concerned about the massive confusion. This is the joke. The massive confusion.
This is going to be as good as one of Chandler from Friends zingers. Brace yourselves, listeners.
Okay. It's going to cause massive confusion at supermarkets when you ask the store hand where the green peas are and you are led to the frozen food section. That was worth it.
I wish I had a sound effect for that, but that was absolutely shocking.
I need to take a breather.
Maybe you need a breather. Do you really need a breather?
I do.
Okay. All right, this is Sin on a 7.
Stay tuned for more zingers.
And Monopoly. What's behind the chance? On Sin.
Okay, this is Busta Rhymes featuring Linkin Park. We made it. This is Sin on a 7. We are with the Graveyard Crew. Or is that your name? Something.
That'll do.
All right, whatever.